Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our paper 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to The First Team. I am Joe DeLeon, and joining me as always is my good friend, NFL draft analyst Ryan Roberts. And today we're going to be doing our first portion of our NFL Combine preview. So next week, we're going to be doing just a breakdown on thoughts on guys that we think are going to generate buzz, names to pay attention to, right before Ryan and I end up traveling to go to Indianapolis, where we're going to try to record a show together in person, assuming that technology works its way out. I think it'd be funny if we end up just deciding to retiring to our individual rooms that we're staying in, and then we record from those individual rooms. I think that that would be a very clever way to go about it, but we'll see how things turn out.
Or where the kind of the headquarters of media availability is, we should just park out in the lobby where you're probably not supposed to record at, and just record in the lobby.
Yes. Let's definitely not do that. The hurdle we have to figure out is I got to bring a bunch of equipment with me in order to make this work. So that's what needs to be figured out, and we're gonna try and make it work. Yeah. But today, what we're gonna be doing, if you have followed the show for more than this season in the past, we have done a fun game where we try to predict and project who is going to have the best testing numbers at each position. And the way that we're doing this, we're gonna be doing a snake draft. We each get one pick per position group. That being quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line, defensive tackle, edge, linebacker, cornerback, and safety. And the best RAS scores, which are an overall calculated testing score, courtesy of Kenton Lee Platt, our good friend, who we've never interacted with, but has, I think he follows us. We're going to be using his scoring to determine who did the best in this game in predicting who is going to have the best testing numbers at each position group. Now, I, as always, because I am a three-time-in-a-row loser, I'm going to start as the first one, okay? And then we're going to go snake draft here.
Can we make two things just known before we start, Joe? Two quick things, okay?
Go ahead.
One is that obviously when the player is drafted, that guy's off the board, but also, if you pick a defensive lineman first, let's say, I don't have to go defensive lineman next if I don't want to. I can go whatever position I want. And then number two is if we pick a player that does not record an RAS score because of limited testing or no testing at all, we get the lowest RAS score of any player at that position at the combine. So that's kind of our punishment for picking a player that doesn't end up testing.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts. All right. I'm going to start off with quarterback. Ooh. I'm taking Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Quarterback from LSU. Yeah. So from somebody that we both mutually know, had told me not too long ago, a month ago, that he believes that Jaden Daniels is going to run. So if he runs, I think that he's going to run at least low 4.5s, which is going to put him up there in an upper elite echelon, which I think that would be slow for Jaden Daniels, but that's going to put him in elite upper echelon of four quarterbacks. His size profile too, 205 pounds isn't big, or 210, whatever he was listed at, but 6'4", I think, is going to help his RAS score. And then as long as he does well in some of these jumps and some of these short area agility drills, Jaden Daniels, for me, feels like the slam dunk. The only other one that would have made sense here is Joe Milton, but I don't want Joe Milton on my team. Because there's also a possibility that Joe Milton doesn't test.
Why wouldn't he test?
Well, what it? I don't know why, but it's possible that he could be a guy that says, "I'll wait till my pro day."
I think more likely that Jaden Daniels. I think it's more likely Jaden Daniels doesn't test than Joe Milton doesn't test. I mean, we're talking about a kid that's probably going to go in like day three compared to a guy that's going to go top 10. I mean, it's a little bit of a different conversation there. We'll see. I did have Jaden Daniels as my number one pick in that spot, though, Joe, just because. Okay. I think he could dazzle a little bit athletically. The only thing that I would worry about with him is, even if he runs the 40, does he do enough of the other drills that is able to get an RAS score? That's where a little bit of the variables come in. But I think it's a good selection, man, as far as quarterbacks, because there's not a ton of like super athletic quarterbacks in this class, as far as guys that I think are going to dynamically test. And he's obviously one of them. So
maybe Drake May would be like a decent one. And I had Jaden. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say the other name that I had that I'm not going to necessarily pick, and I'll wait until the end to pick the quarterback just in general based upon the snake draft, but Bo Nix was another guy that I was like, he probably tests pretty well, I think, overall. Like, I think he's a good tester. I mean, but we'll see. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, your first pick.
Back to back here, right? So I get two in a row. So I'm going to go with a couple freak shows here, man, and we're going to get this rocking and rolling here. Number one, I want Theo Johnson from Penn State at tight ends. I want Theo Johnson.
Damn it.
We've been told at 6'6 plus, 250 plus pounds, which is a big tight end, that he might run in the 4.4s. So give me Theo. I think he's going to dazzle them things. I was thinking about Brock Bowers, but I'm like, Brock Bowers is going to measure probably pretty small. So like, that's going to hurt his RAS score just in general. So
he also feels like somebody who might not test at all, because it doesn't benefit him to test.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, because if I was his agent, I'd be like, Brock, you don't need to test, brother. You're going top 10. You're good, man. Like, just interview well and do the medicals, and we'll make you run a 4.5 at the pro day, and you check every box that you need to check. So I agree. So that's why I went with Theo there. Next one, Joe, I'm going to put this guy as a defensive lineman. I know there's probably going to be some back and forth on whether this is an edge or a defensive lineman, but this is a 280 plus pound defensive lineman. So I'm going to go with Darius Robinson from Missouri as my defensive lineman in this class. I think that kid's going to be a freak.
Like, I think that should count as an edge. Wait. I think that should count as an edge.
Really?
Yeah. He can definitely play inside. Almost
though.
Exclusively edge at the Senior Bowl, though.
He can definitely play inside, though. Like, just fine. That's fine. I'll still take him as an edge because he's a 280 something pound edge, which will help my cause anyway. So I'll take him at edge. Give me Darius Robinson for Missouri. Either way.
I'm just right. Okay. I think that's a good philosophy there, going with the bigger bodies. And that's kind of something that I was trying to mimic with my picks. You left on the board Brian Thomas Jr., who is going to be one of the biggest freaks just in general of the weekend. His jumping numbers for his vertical and his broad are going to be unbelievable. And then I think this is going to be a low 4.4 kid. I think that he is going to put up a 40 time, and then we're immediately going to, general public who is not caught up on these draft discussions is going to lose their minds. And then every NFL fan is going to be saying, I want that kid on my NFL roster. Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, I think, to me, is a no-brainer. And then I'm going to come back around here. I think that I want to go defensive tackle. I'm going to go with Rukaroro from Clemson. I was debating between him and Mason Smith, because Mason Smith is a huge framed kid, but I've also kind of heard that he's, and this is also from you and from other people that I've heard, is not exactly the most active individual. So there's a possibility he could show up and not test well because he didn't really put a ton of effort into his prep. But Rukaroro, just a physical phenom with the way that he's built. He's built like a linebacker in a way, the way that he's just so muscular. So he could be somebody who runs well, does well in the short area stuff, which is going to really boost his physical profile. Not a big, like, meaty guy, but that might hurt his RAS score. But I think he could have a well-rounded one. The key here for me is increasing the floor and not worrying as much about the ceiling for as many spots as I can. Ooh.
Is that your strategy? Is that your strategy this year, is to increase the floor? Is that what you're doing here? Is that what you're doing?
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to get screwed.
Okay.
Screwed over. Go ahead.
That's fair. Man, Joe, I'm actually a little in trouble with the defensive line pick, I think, and I'll handle that later, but I was really hoping Darius Robinson was going to count as an interior defensive lineman, but you pulled the rug from under me, sir. You did that. So, all right. Wide receiver, Joe, just like a quick note on Brian Thomas. Brian Thomas was on my list, but there's a couple other wide receivers that are going to test really well, man. So I'm not too worried about that one.
Better than him at 6'4"?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to pick one guy that's 6'3" plus probably. And
oh, I know you're going to go with Johnny Wilson.
I'm not going to go with Johnny Wilson. He's on my list, but I mean, we'll get there, man. We'll get there. You need to stop jumping.
All right, your next pick.
Okay. Amarius Mims, offensive tackle from Georgia. Give me him.
Damn it.
Freak show, brother. Freak show. I will take Amarius Mims to run to the bank on that one. He is going to measure just something absurd. I bet you he comes in at like 6'7". 338 and just doesn't have any fat on him, and then runs a sub 5:40 and has a good broad jump, and you're just like, what? Where the heck was this kid born from? Right. So I'll take Amarius Mims, linebacker. Okay, you ready for linebacker?
Uh oh.
This was a tough one, but I'm going to defer here because I've heard some rumors of some very good testing numbers here. Junior Colson, linebacker from Michigan, who ran 4.5 something electronic coming out of high school. So don't be surprised if Junior Colson runs like a 4.48 at linebacker. Don't be surprised.
So I was a little, I was going to write down Junior Colson, and I was like, I feel like he's going to test well, but for some reason, I don't feel like he might be a good jumper. And that was why I was a little bit cautious about.
Why do you think he won't be a good jumper?
I don't know, man. Like he just seems like a really good athlete, but for some reason there's just like that. Like I feel like it feels like fool's gold in the way where his testing numbers, he feels like one of those guys where his testing numbers will not be indicative of his athleticism that shows up on the field. There's plenty of guys in it. Before we started taping, we started talking about Antonio Brown, how his testing numbers were actually pretty bad for
awful
a receiver of his physical profile. And he was one of the most athletic receivers in the NFL for the time that he was as dominant as he was. So I'm just kind of a weird mentality with Junior Colson, and maybe I don't make any sense there. But
No. I understand where you're coming from there. I just see explosiveness on film, and I've heard already that he's run good 40s in the past. I'm just like, all right, give me Junior on that one.
I'm going to take my two defensive backs. Nate Wiggins from Clemson is the corner that I'm taking. And I just believe he's on the lighter side, but at 6'2", his 40 time, his short area, his jumps, all that stuff, I think is going to be in the top three, every single category for the cornerbacks. He's tall enough that it's really going to boost him. I was debating Terrion Arnold, but Terrion Arnold's not a super big guy, so that might not give him as sexy of an RAS score. And then safety, there was really only one guy that I was willing to take who I'm not really bullish on as a prospect. Okay. Kalen Bullock from USC, who is going to come in at around like 6'2.5". I think his 40 time is going to be unbelievable. This is a freakish athlete who just doesn't really know how to play the position.
Sure.
He is going to get talked about a lot after this week by a lot of people that I think want a rangy, explosive safety to play over the top. I already saw Daniel Jeremiah tweet about him. Mm-hmm. But we can all agree that it's not all there yet, but his testing numbers are going to be really great at the NFL Combine.
Okay. That's actually a pretty good one, Joe. I completely forgot about Kalen Bullock because you're right. I think he's going to run like 4.4 something at like 6'2.5". Like, shut up, dude. I mean, shut up, honestly. I mean, he's going to be 185 pounds, though. So who actually cares, right?
I'm going to win that one.
We'll see. All right. So you just took safety and corner, so I can wait on those a little bit. I think the only position that we haven't touched is running back, right? So I can take the first running back off the board if I want to here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing some quick research here of just the size profile real quick, because this is going to determine for me. Yeah, let's go here. Okay. Jalen Wright, running back from Tennessee, Joe. burner, brother. He's going to be the fastest running back in attendance. Don't be shocked if Jalen Wright from Tennessee runs in the 4.3s. Don't be shocked. He's 210 pounds as well. So give me Jalen Wright. It was I'm not breaking any news to you, but like my second guy was actually Aldrick Estime, because I'm just like, that dude's going to be a whole
thing. That
if
he was runs one just of the a guys
good,
I had.
If he runs just like a good 40, it's like, cool. You're going to have a good RAS score, but give me Jalen Wright, because he's got the quickness on top of the speed. I think the short area stuff will be pretty good as well. Jalen Wright, Tennessee. And then if I'm correct here, I can go any position I want, because we have all gone through every position at this point. Okay. I'll take Cam Hart at corner from Notre Dame, right around 6'3", 204 pounds. I've heard he's going to run in the 4.4s more than likely. So he's going to hit the size variables that you really want for an RAS score. And I think that he's going to test better than some people anticipate. So I'll take Cam Hart at corner.
All right. Time to start knocking some of these down, as you said, because we've already picked at each position group. I'm going to go with Dylan Laube. I mean, like back of these picks, I'm going to go with the guys that we talked to that told us what they think that their numbers are going to be. So Dylan Laube, if he ends up, he better be right from what he told us. If he ends up running around that 4.4 time range, and if he ends up doing really well in a short area and he goes over 25 reps on the bench, that would put him in a very crazy category. So I'm going to go with Dylan Laube, the running back from UNH. And then Tyrese Knight, who told us he thinks he could run in the high 4.4s. As the linebacker from UTEP, I got to go with him too. I mean, he literally told us that he was going to test well, and that the thoughts on what his numbers were going to be are going to be great. I want to go Peyton Wilson, but I don't know why, but I feel like with his whole medical situation, I don't know what to expect from him.
He's going to test really well, though. That has something to do with his testing numbers.
No. Well. That's not what I'm saying. I don't know if he's going to test.
Oh, he is, dude. He's going to run 4.4 something. I have no idea. He's going to run 4.4 something. That was my second pick on top of Junior Colson. I was going to be Peyton Wilson. But hey, man, you go with Tyrese. Go with him. You're fine.
I have been burned by too many guys not testing in the past, and Peyton Wilson feels like a guy who's not going to test.
Okay, that's fair. All right, let's start banging these out. Joe, I don't love the defensive lineman that I have options of. I was thinking about just going for that big meaty guy that you kind of talked about before. I was thinking about just going with Tavondre Sweat, just because he's 370 pounds. He's going to be.
I don't think he tests well, though.
I don't know. He isn't.
I don't think he tests well.
That's why I'm not taking him. I'm going to go with a little bit of a sleeker interior defensive lineman that I hope is around 300 pounds, because I think he's going to test really well. Gabe Hall from Baylor. Give me Gabe Hall as my interior defensive lineman from Baylor. So I'll take Gabe Hall. My other wide receiver, Joe, my wide receiver here. I was thinking about going to Johnny Wilson. I'm not going to go Johnny Wilson, just because, one, I think it's kind of cheating. I mean, we're picking a 6'7", 240-pound guy to be our wide receiver. It's a little bit of cheating. It's a little bit, because he's not really a tight end, a wide receiver.
Boo.
Roma Dunze, wide receiver from Washington, apparently might run in the 4.3s and is going to have like a 40-inch vert. So I'll take Roma Dunze from Washington. That's my guy. It's my guy, man. He's going to test really well. I like my
tight
team.
End.
Dude, I like my team, man. My team is stacked. Length everywhere, brother.
I'm taking
length everywhere.
Jatavion Sanders, the tight end from Texas, is who I'm going to go with. I mean, you took tight end one off the board for athletic testing. Who's going to win this? I don't have a shot of winning this. Jatavion Sanders, though, again, I just need to raise the floor here to give me a good testing number. And then offensive tackle, or offensive line, rather, I'm going to go with Kingsley So'omataia, who could be a pretty crazy jumper, because we know that he is a pretty rangy, fluid athlete. I like him as a prospect, and we know that he has a lot of work to be done on him, but
sure,
physically, he's probably one of the more gifted players in the class for an offensive lineman. And he is not like, there's a lot of question marks on who tests. Like, does Joe Alt test? Does he need to test? Probably not. So like, I could have gone that direction, but I think that So'omataia.
I've heard that Olu Fashanu is probably testing, and he's probably going to put up some stupid numbers. That's the one guy I was thinking of outside of Amarius Mims.
Okay.
So'omataia should test pretty well. He's also a lot beefier than what, well, actually, I mean, he probably doesn't weigh a ton more, but he's also like an inch or and a half shorter than what Olu Fashanu is. But all right, so if I have this correct, all I need is safety and quarterback, right?
Yes. Okay. Safety and quarterback.
Joe Milton, quarterback, Tennessee. Don't put him up there, Joe. Yeah. Brother, he's 6'5", 235. He's going to run like 4.6 something. He's going to test really well. I mean, this is what it is. I'm not a Joe Milton guy, but athletically, very gifted football player. So we'll go with Joe Milton there. I'm actually stuck in safety, Joe. So I'm going to tell you the two guys that I have listed here at safety. Bo Braid was one from Maryland. I was told that it's going to jump very, very well. It's going to test really well short area stuff. And the other one, kind of a sleeper, Jalen Simpson from Auburn. I was told 4.4 flat to 4.38, 42-inch vert, and 11-foot-plus broad jump. But the hesitation I have with Jalen Simpson is Jalen Simpson might be 170-something pounds as a safety, where it's like...
Yeah, that's not great.
Oh, that's where it makes it tough.
That RAS number is not going to come out great.
Yeah, I mean, but the rest of it is, though. It's just going to be the weight. It's going to be like... My other thought was Jaden Hicks from Washington State, just because he's big as heck playing safety. But I'll go with Bo Braid, the safety from Maryland. I think you're doing the floor thing, right? Oh, high floor. That's probably one of the high floor testers at safety in this class. I think Bo Braid.
Yeah, and to elaborate on what I mean by high floor, if you beat me on a pick and you get somebody that's better, I just need somebody who tests and puts up good numbers to raise the floor of the rest of my scores. That's the key here. If you try to, I'm not going to go shot for shot with you at some of these position groups, and it'd be stupid to try to. So
you're not. I mean, you're going to lose either way. So you're
edge
gonna
rusher
with a new stand, standing point. So yeah.
Shut up. Edge rusher, I'm going to go with Dallas Turner from Alabama. I know he's physically not as big as some of these other edge rushers and is not going to be as heavy, but we all have seen this kid move. We know that this is going to be just an unbelievable athlete, and I'm feeling pretty good. He seems like a guy who I think is 40 times going to be great, and we're all going to start freaking the hell out on how athletic and explosive he is going to be. And I think that's it. I think that's all the positions.
Joe, if I wasn't able to take Darius Robinson, do you know who my edge was going to be? Can I parlay some knowledge on you here?
Jared Verse.
No, actually not sure. I think Jared Verse will test well, but it wasn't going to be my pick. Austin Booker from Kansas was my pick. Another little bit of insight there. Apparently, he's going to put up some like historic testing numbers, man. He's a lighter edge at only 240 really? Something pounds, 250 pounds, but apparently he's going to put up some numbers where you're just going to be like, oh. I was told that Austin Booker's not going to get out of the second round after he tests. That's what I was told. Because he's going to be a historical tester. Yeah. I put a late third round grade on him because he's extremely twitchy and talented. He's a work in progress from a technical perspective and from a strength profile perspective. But apparently he had a pretty good week in the Senior Bowl to showcase some of those flashes. But apparently he's going to put up some numbers in Indy where you're just like, oh, got it. Cool.
So, by the way, I think it's total BS that you have all this inside information and you get to make picks on these trading, but nonetheless.
You can talk to agents and people if you need to and training facilities. Like you.
No. Well. You've been doing this longer than I have. I don't want to hear. All right, I'm gonna quickly read through these and then wrap up the show here. Quarterbacks, I have Jaden Daniels from LSU. You have Joe Milton from Tennessee. Running backs, I have Dylan Laube from UNH. You have Jalen Wright from Tennessee. Wide receivers, I have Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. You have Roma Dunze from Washington. Tight end, you have Theo Johnson from Penn State. I have Jadavian Sanders from Texas. Offensive line, you have Amarius Mims from Georgia. I have Kingsley Sowah-Mataea from BYU. Defensive tackle, Ruka Roro from Clemson is my pick. You have Gabe Hall from Baylor. Edge rusher, I have Dallas Turner from Alabama. You have Darius Robinson from Missouri. Linebacker, I have Tyrese Knight, the linebacker from UTEP, and then you have Junior Colson from Michigan. Cornerback, I have Nate Wiggins, you have Cam Hart. Nate Wiggins from Clemson, you have Cam Hart from Notre Dame. And then lastly, at safety, I have Kalen Bullock, and then you have Bo Brady from Maryland, Kalen Bullock from USC.
Yeah, don't you dare put Kalen Bullock on my team. Don't you dare put Kalen Bullock on my team.
He's going to test really well. He's an unbelievable athlete, again, that doesn't know how to play the position. At Joe DeLeon, at Rise and Draft, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your time. Hit that subscribe button. Leave a comment below. If you think that there's somebody we missed that's going to test really well, let us know in the comments, and we'll be back with more. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.